Hey, rodeo fans, welcome back to another episode of the Unbuck Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Sutherland.
And I'm Jane Austen.
We've got a lot to cover today, from circuit finals to world standings and a whole lot more.
That's right, Richard. It's a busy time in the rodeo world, that's for sure.
Absolutely. The Columbia River Circuit Finals in Redmond, Oregon was a nail biter. Joe Harper took home the saddle bronc riding title for the second year in a row, which is impressive considering the injuries he's battled back from.
His resilience is remarkable. He racked up 234.5 points on three head, really showing his dominance. Plus, that win earned him a spot at the NFR Open next summer.
Definitely big deal for any cowboy looking to punch his ticket to the NFR.
Speaking of impressive wins, Cody Devers put on a steer wrestling clinic at the Ram Prairie Circuit Finals Rodeo in Duncan, Oklahoma.
3 seconds ahead of the runner-up, talk about a statement. It seems like Devers and his horse Sassy have found that perfect rhythm and trust. Even after hitting a barrier in the second round, they still managed to pull off a 5.8 second time, good enough for third place in that round. You can tell they've got that veteran experience working for them. And it's inspiring to see Devers already prepping for the 2025 season, bringing along some younger horses to give Sassy a break while still aiming for that NFR return.
It's all about strategy and longevity in this sport. Down in Florida, the Arcadia Fall Rodeo was a whirlwind of action. Ernie Corson Jr. took the bull riding title with an 86-point ride on Gator Bait, but the timed events were where things really heated up.
The team roping duo of Brady Barentine and Reno Gonzalez was on fire. They clocked in at a lightning-fast 5.3 seconds to win the average.
And Christine Dorenzo blazed through the barrel racing pattern, clocking in a 16.23 second run.
Oh, wow.
Talk about speed and precision.
These circuit finals are a great preview of the talent and competition we can expect as we head into the NFR. And speaking of gearing up for the big events, let's talk about something important for our rodeo enthusiasts.
You mean those deals and discounts you're always telling me about?
Exactly. For all of you looking to upgrade your Western wear or snag some new gear, you have to check out bitsandspurs.org/deals.
They've got a curated selection of discounts on everything from Wrangler jeans to custom engraved Leatherman tools, perfect for any rodeo fan.
It's a must visit for anyone who loves that Western lifestyle and wants to score some great deals. Now let's rope in the current world all-around standings. The race is tighter than a well-tied goat.
Shad Mayfield currently holds the lead, but Junior Noguera is right on his heels. This is going to be a battle down to the wire.
And remember, the world all-around title represents excellence across multiple events, a true testament to a cowboy's versatility. Let's break down that top five for our listeners. Shad Mayfield in first, Junior Noguera in second, followed by Colin Proctor.
Wacy Shala is holding steady in fourth, and Tuff Cooper rounds out the top five. It's anyone's game at this point.
And speaking of Colin Proctor, he's fresh off a big win, snagging the prestigious Big Four Rodeo Association's Best in the Northwest Award.
Not an easy feat. He earned that by accumulating the most points across some of the toughest rodeos in the Northwest. The Pendleton Roundup, Lewiston Roundup, Walla Walla Frontier Days, and the Kennewick Horse Heaven Roundup.
Talk about a demanding schedule. And he didn't just compete. He dominated, winning over $31,000 at those rodeos alone. He's a force to be reckoned with in both team roping and steer roping.
He's got momentum on his side, that's for sure. He was just competing at the Prairie Circuit Finals Rodeo and is headed to the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Vegas next.
But that man is a rodeo machine. It's incredible to see the dedication these cowboys have, traveling and competing week after week.
And that brings us to another dedicated competitor, Shane Hanchey. The tie-down roping legend has some exciting news. He's got a docuseries coming out about his 2024 season.
I'm so excited about this. It's going to air on the Cowboy Channel as part of Pro Rodeo Tonight, and we'll follow his entire journey to the NFR.
Imagine the behind-the-scenes access we're going to get. The highs, the lows, the intense pressure of competing at the highest level. And don't forget, he's currently ranked fifth in the world standings going into the NFR.
Could this be his year for another world title? I guess we'll have to watch the docuseries to find out. Now let's take a break from the arena and explore something a little different, something that caught my eye in the world of Western culture.
Always up for a little cultural detour. What have you got?
There's this new exhibition at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City that's celebrating 150 years of the Western Trail.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. The history of the Western Trail is so intertwined with the cowboy way of life. It's a story of grit, adventure, and the shaping of the American West.
Exactly. It runs from September 13th of this year to January 5th of next year. They've got artifacts from the trail's origin stories of the cowboys who traveled it, and even some cool items from Western TV and film.
Wait, did I read that right? They have a costume worn by Marshall Dillon from Gunsmoke.
You did?
Yeah.
It's a great reminder that the legacy of the cowboy and the Western Trail is still very much alive today.
It's part of our heritage, and it continues to inspire and capture the imagination. Speaking of legacies, let's turn our attention to some country music legends who are making headlines.
Always a good time to talk about the music that fuels the rodeo soul. We've got a trifecta of greatness today. Toby Keith, Hank Williams Jr., and George Jones.
Now, those are some names that resonate with rodeo fans everywhere. What have they been up to?
Toby Keith's iconic hits, Should Have Been a Cowboy, I Love This Bar, and Beer for My Horses, just received new platinum certifications. And it's even more meaningful with his upcoming posthumous induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
A well-deserved honor. His music has become such an integral part of country music history, and those certifications are a testament to his enduring impact.
And speaking of lasting impact, how about the fact that Hank Williams Jr. and Waylon Jennings' song, The Conversation, finally hit gold status after 45 years? Those classic country songs just keep on going.
You can't beat that timeless quality. And here's a surprise that'll get George Jones fans excited. A new album is on the way.
Wait, new music from the Possum. I thought that ship had sailed. Tell me more.
It's true. The Lost Nashville Sessions, a collection of rare recordings from the 1970s, will be released on November 15th. They've been restored from radio master tapes, so it's a real treasure trove for George Jones fans.
What a fantastic way to keep his legacy alive. Hit me with those rodeo news updates.
Caleb McMillan just won the 2024 Linderman Award.
A well-deserved honor.
Yeah.
The award really showcases a cowboy's all-around skills in both rough stock and timed events. What else is happening?
Breakaway roping fans get ready because Jackie Crawford is making her return to the breakaway roping finals in 2024.
Wow, she's a legend in the sport. This is going to be an exciting event.
Remember Caleb McMillan, our recent Linderman Award winner?
Absolutely. That award is a true testament to a cowboy's versatility, requiring them to earn at least $1,000 in three events with a mix of rough stock and timed events.
McMillan has proven himself in both arenas, competing in steer wrestling, tie-down roping, and team roping this season. He's consistently placing and earning checks, which is no easy feat.
And while we're talking about comebacks and dedicated competitors, let's not forget Jackie Crawford's return to the breakaway roping finals in 2024. She's a true icon in the sport.
Seven-time world champion. It's amazing to see her passion and competitive spirit still burning bright.
The breakaway roping competition is going to be fierce this year. Now I want to shift gears for a minute and circle back to the 11th annual Arcadia Fall Rodeo.
I'm listening. What stood out to you?
Joshua Ellison. He absolutely smoked the competition in steer wrestling, clocking in at a mind-blowing 4.9 seconds. That kind of speed and precision is incredible to watch.
It's no wonder he took home the top spot. And in saddle bronc riding, Jesse Cruz put on a show with an 87-point ride on Awesome Sauce. Those high scores are what get the crowd going.
Speaking of crowd pleasers, Andrew Burke snagged the tie-down roping win with an 8-second run. I swear these guys make it look effortless.
Years of practice and dedication go into making it look that easy.
Now, before we move on to our next rodeo update, I want to remind our listeners about something special.
You mean bitsandspurs.org/deals. Our listeners know the drill.
That's right. They've got incredible offers on Wrangler this week. And for a unique gift idea, try their custom engraved Leatherman tools.
Perfect for any cowboy or cowgirl on your holiday shopping list. Now let's get back to the rodeo action. We've got a lot more ground to cover.
Up next, the Columbia River Circuit Finals. Mason Stoller was a standout performer in bareback riding, securing the top spot with 233.5 points on three head.
Consistency is key in those multi-round events. And he delivered. Trevor Johnson, also impressed in steer wrestling, taking home the championship with a total time of 15.2 seconds on three steers.
And let's not forget the dynamic duo of Garrett Rogers and Bo Patsky in team roping.
They were unstoppable. Winning the average with a time of 16.9 seconds on three-head teamwork makes the dream work, and they proved it.
Ty Harris also deserves a shout-out for his tie-down roping victory, clocking a 24.9-second average.
And Haley Garrison was on fire in barrel racing, taking home the average with an impressive time of 44.69 seconds on three runs.
These cowboys and cowgirls are pushing the limits in their events, showcasing incredible speed, skill, and dedication.
Now let's head over to the Ram Prairie Circuit Finals, where the competition was fierce.
Bryce Ick put on a show in bareback riding, earning the average title with 247 points on three head. And Cody Devers, fresh off his earlier win, proved once again why he's a top contender in steer wrestling.
He's a force to be reckoned with. The team roping duo of Wyatt Mugley and Casey McCleskey also had a strong showing, roping their way to victory with a time of 26.7 seconds on three head.
Weston Patterson was another standout performer in saddle bronc, taking home the average with 247 points on three head.
That consistency is impressive. And we can't forget Ryan Jarrett, who clinched the average in tie-down roping with a time of 28.2 seconds on three-head.
The Ram Prairie Circuit Finals always delivers exciting performances, and this year was no exception.
Absolutely. Now let's shift gears and head to the Indiantown Rodeo in Florida, where Gary Gilbert wowed the crowd with a lightning-fast 3.6-second run in steer wrestling.
Talk about a quick takedown. And the teen roping duo of Justin Johnson and Ryan Ramsey made it look easy, winning the average at the time of 4.5 seconds.
They were in perfect sync. Ryder Sanford also had a memorable performance in saddle bronc riding, scoring an impressive 4.5 points to secure the win.
Andrew Burks continued his winning streak in tie-down roping, clocking in at 7.4 seconds. That guy is a roping machine.
And of course, we can't forget Christine Dorenzo, who kept her winning streak alive in barrel racing with a 15.67 second run. She's definitely on a roll. Let's head over to the Brazoria County Fair in Angleton, Texas.
Samuel Southern stole the show there, winning the all-around title by competing in both saddle bronc riding and bull riding. It's always impressive to see cowboys excel in multiple rough stock events.
Talk about guts and talent. In bareback riding, Mason Yancey took home the win with an 83-point ride.
And Sterling Crawley rode to victory in saddle bronc riding, scoring an impressive 84 points on Trenchcoat Char.
It was a tough competition in bull riding, but Samuel Southern, our all-around champion, was the only qualified rider to hear the whistle, earning a big payday for his efforts.
That's what we call rising to the occasion. Now let's journey north to the first state stampede in Harrington, Delaware.
Anthony Williams claimed the all-around cowboy title there, showcasing his skills in both steer wrestling and team roping. Another example of a versatile cowboy who can handle both ends of the arena.
It's that all-around talent that makes rodeo so exciting. In steer wrestling, A.J. Williams took home the win with a time of 4.7 seconds.
And in team roping, Terry Shetron and Britt Bacchius were the fastest duo, clocking in at 7.2 seconds.
Nathan Bayouz was the sole bull rider to make a qualified ride, scoring an impressive 85.5 points to win the event.
Wow.
Talk about holding it down.
You definitely rose to the challenge. Now, before we continue our rodeo journey, I think it's time for another quick reminder for our listeners who are looking for deals on Western wear and gear.
You're reading my mind. bitsandspurs.org/deals is the place to be. Don't miss out on those Wrangler deals and the chance to snag a custom engraved Leatherman tool.
Now back to our rodeo roundup. We've got a few more stops to make.
Next up, the Indiantown Chamber PRCA Rodeo Breakaway Roping in Florida. And for those of you that might be new to rodeo, this is the breakaway roping event. It's held the same weekend, but this one only includes breakaway roping.
Yeah. That's a good point. Some people may not understand that. Holly Laudner was the star of the show, stopping the clock at an incredible 2.0 seconds. Talk about lightning fast reflexes.
Breakaway roping is getting more popular every year, and it's exciting to see these talented cowgirls pushing the limits of speed and precision.
Absolutely. Now let's head over to the Brazoria County Fair Breakaway Roping in Texas.
Emily Gately and McCaitlin McKee share the win in this event, both clocking in at 2.8 seconds. A tie always adds an extra layer of excitement to these fast-paced competitions.
For sure. And for our final stop on this leg of our rodeo journey, let's travel back up north to the first state stampede breakaway roping in Delaware.
Both Amy Gedgen and Anna Porbaugh tied for the win here, both posting times of 3.4 seconds.
And with that, we wrap up our rodeo deep dive.
We've covered a lot of ground, and I'm ready to wrap things up with some final thoughts and observations.
One thing that's been on my mind is the unpredictability of rodeo.
You mean like the Putnam County Fair and rodeo getting canceled? That was a bummer, especially for the competitors who were looking forward to it.
Exactly. It's a reminder that in rodeo, you never know what's going to happen. You can have those incredible winning streaks like Christine Dorenzo in barrel racing.
And then a sudden cancellation can throw a wrench in your plans. But that's part of what makes this sport so captivating. It's those unexpected twists and turns that keep us on the edge of our seats.
It's all about adaptability and resilience, the ability to roll with the punches and come back even stronger. Joe Harper's comeback after those multiple injuries is a perfect example.
Absolutely. Stories like Joe Harper's remind us of the resilience and passion that define the rodeo spirit. He's a true inspiration, riding for something bigger than himself now.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode of the Unbucked Podcast. As always, I'm Jane Austen.
And I'm Richard Sutherland. See y'all later, and please like and subscribe.